Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Guide to Investing in Gold and Silver by Michael Maloney is a practical, investor-focused overview of why precious metals have mattered across history and how individuals can use them to hedge against monetary instability. Widely known for his advocacy of gold and silver as wealth insurance, Maloney frames the book around the relationship between money, credit, inflation, and confidence in financial systems. Rather than treating metals as a speculative trade alone, the book positions them as a strategic component in long-term financial planning, especially during periods of currency debasement, rising debt, or systemic stress. Readers can expect an accessible tour through core concepts such as what gives money value, how precious metals behave across economic cycles, and what it means to own physical bullion versus paper substitutes. The focus is on helping everyday investors evaluate risks, avoid common mistakes, and build a precious metals allocation that fits their broader portfolio goals and time horizon. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why gold and silver function as monetary insurance. A central theme of the book is that gold and silver are not just commodities, but long-standing monetary assets that can act as insurance when confidence in paper money erodes. The discussion typically starts by separating price from value. Currencies can be printed, expanded through credit, or diluted through policy, while scarce metals cannot be created at will. From that perspective, owning bullion is framed less as chasing returns and more as protecting purchasing power over long stretches of time. The book connects this idea to real-world concerns such as inflation, negative real interest rates, large fiscal deficits, and debt-driven financial fragility. It also highlights the behavioral side of markets. When trust falls, investors often seek assets perceived as outside the financial system. Gold and silver can benefit from that shift, but the author stresses that timing and expectations matter. Metals may underperform during stable periods, yet they may shine when monetary conditions deteriorate. The takeaway is a portfolio mindset: allocate intentionally, understand why you own them, and treat metals as a strategic hedge rather than a short-term prediction about tomorrow's price. Secondly, understanding cycles, inflation, deflation, and monetary expansion. The book emphasizes that precious metals investing makes more sense when readers understand economic cycles and the mechanics of modern money. It examines how expansions in money supply and credit can distort prices, encourage leverage, and eventually lead to policy responses that may weaken a currency's purchasing power. Within that framework, gold and silver are presented as assets that may respond to different phases of the cycle, sometimes rising as inflation expectations increase, sometimes benefiting when central banks respond to crises with aggressive easing. The author also addresses the confusion between inflation as consumer price increases and inflation as monetary expansion, arguing that the latter can precede visible price effects. A key practical point is that metals can be volatile and sentiment-driven, so investors should not treat them as a guaranteed one-way trade. Instead, the book encourages readers to watch signals such as real interest rates, credit stress, and policy direction. By linking metals' performance to macro forces, it aims to help investors avoid simplistic narratives and build a more resilient plan that accounts for multiple outcomes, including disinflationary shocks followed by renewed stimulus. Thirdly, choosing your exposure, physical bullion versus paper alternatives. Another major topic is the difference between owning physical metals and gaining exposure through paper instruments. The book explains why these are not identical. Physical bullion offers direct ownership without dependence on a financial intermediary's balance sheet, which can matter during market disruptions, capital controls, or counterparty failures. Paper options such as exchange-traded products, pooled accounts, futures, or certain certificates can offer convenience and liquidity, but they introduce layers of structure, rules, and potential limits on redemption. The author's overall posture is that investors should know what they own, how it is stored, and what claims they actually have in a worst-case scenario. There is also discussion of practicalities, premiums over spot, bid-ask spreads, storage and insurance, and the trade-off between privacy and convenience. Readers are urged to align the vehicle with their goal. If the goal is crisis insurance, physical possession or allocated storage may be preferred. If the goal is shorter-term trading or tactical exposure, paper vehicles may be more suitable. The core lesson is to match instrument choice to risk tolerance and purpose. Fourthly, how to buy, store, and avoid common precious metals mistakes. The book devotes attention to execution, because many investor losses come from poor purchasing decisions rather than the metals thesis itself. It outlines the basic forms of bullion and coins, emphasizing simplicity and recognizability, and it warns readers to understand premiums, authenticity, and dealer practices. Investors are encouraged to compare pricing transparently, avoid emotional buying during spikes, and be wary of collectible coin markups that may not track bullion value. Storage is treated as a real component of the strategy, with a comparison of home storage, safe deposit boxes, and professional vaulting, each with different trade-offs in access, security, and systemic risk. The book also touches on diversification within metals, such as balancing gold and silver based on liquidity needs, volatility tolerance, and portfolio size. Another recurring caution is leverage. Borrowing to buy metals or using highly leveraged instruments can turn a hedge into a liability. The broader guidance is to treat metals ownership as a long-term position built through disciplined accumulation, careful verification, and a plan for liquidity rather than an impulsive reaction to headlines. Lastly, building a portfolio allocation and planning your exit strategy. A key practical contribution is guidance on integrating gold and silver into an overall financial plan. The book frames allocation as a personal decision shaped by objectives, wealth preservation, diversification, inflation hedging, or crisis protection. It encourages readers to avoid extreme all-in positioning and instead choose a percentage that can be held through volatility. Rebalancing is presented as a tool to manage risk, potentially trimming after large run-ups and adding during periods of pessimism, though the author emphasizes having clear rules rather than reacting emotionally. The topic also includes planning for liquidity and eventual selling. Investors are urged to understand how they would convert metals back into cash, what dealers pay relative to spot, and how product choice affects resale. Tax considerations may also be relevant depending on jurisdiction, so readers are reminded to seek appropriate professional guidance. The overarching message is that metals should fit into a broader framework that includes cash reserves, productive investments, and risk management. By pairing an allocation plan with an exit plan, the investor treats precious metals as a purposeful component of long-term financial resilience. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a grounded introduction to precious metals as part of personal financial protection, including beginners who need clarity on terminology and experienced investors who want a coherent framework for why and how metals can hedge monetary risk. It is especially relevant for anyone concerned about inflation, currency depreciation, rising sovereign debt, or financial system fragility because it encourages thinking in terms of scenarios rather than single forecasts. The potential life benefit is practical resilience. Readers learn how to evaluate their exposure, choose appropriate forms of ownership, and avoid costly mistakes like overpaying for products, using leverage, or assuming paper exposure is identical to holding metal. Compared with many investing books that focus on price prediction or trading tactics, this one is worth buying for its emphasis on purpose and structure. It connects macro concepts to real decisions such as allocation sizing, storage, liquidity planning, and counterparty risk. That makes it more actionable than high-level commentary and more strategic than get-rich narratives. If you want an understandable, precautionary approach to gold and silver within a broader portfolio, it offers a clear path from rationale to implementation. If you would like to support Michael Maloney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.